You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z.
Today, the show is brought to you by theluxurybell.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z, Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have two inspiring guests on the line, the step partners of Why Blue Matters, Ty Moultrie and A.L. Roberts. Hi, guys. How are you today?
Hey!
Excellent. I can't complain. It's been a great day so far. Even better since we get to be here with you.
Aw, thank you. That was very nice. Well, the party has started since we're all on the line, which is so exciting. Hey!
Hey!
So let's talk first. Okay, so AL, let's start with you. How did Why Blue Matters come together?
Okay, so the backstory, very, very interesting. Dates back about 17 years. I'm dating myself a little bit. Not that I'm a grandpa, just been at this for a little bit, and things have become tremendously easier and streamlined and much more efficient since linking up with Ty. I've had a history in the performance arts, and at one time I was really heavy in the music scene, and I had to make a strong pivot in terms of what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it. And I was going under the stage name of Blue. I was always wearing blue. People were calling me Blue. Why do you wear so much blue? Why are you so alive when you wear the color blue?
Question. Sorry to interrupt, but like when you say all blue, like literally everything you were wearing from top to bottom was blue?
Yeah, top to bottom. I really like the monochromatic feel. So it
nice.
Wasn't like just all navy blue or all sky blue. And really just broke up the colors. Very nice. Oh, check him out. He got a little bit of style. I like his fashion sense. Gotta do.
Nice. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, so keep going. We were talking about...
No, you're good. No worries.
So you were wearing blue from top to bottom. Everybody was calling you Blue.
Everybody was calling me Blue, and I got their reality check. Because one thing I found out is that when you finish school or you kind of transition through life from high school into college or high school to work or college to work, there really isn't any preparation. And like the world hit me hard. And like, well, what are you going to do now that you have this world in front of you? Sally Mae was calling me incessantly. What are you doing? I know you're out on a date, but hey, I'm still here. I'm not getting rich.
They
not
don't care rich. What you're doing, right?
No. They'll call you at the funeral.
I landed a halfway decent job right out of school, luckily enough, but it didn't make me happy by any means. And one day, while doing my normal routine of getting a cup of tea, having a piece of Danish, and reading the news right before I punched in, I stumbled upon an article about the color blue. New scientific discovery about the color blue. What science has found is that people, when in the presence of the color blue, the creative part of their brain is stimulated. And in that moment of reading, I had a very life-changing moment, an epiphany of sorts, if you will. And while I was, I guess, entranced in this vision, or whatever you want to call it, I saw my life flash before my eyes. All the accolades that I could have possibly achieved, all the accomplishments, saw all of that in a matter of moments. And upon coming back to reality, I said, so that's why Blue Matters. I started a blog that was based off of some of the principles and the philosophy of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill and business. And while I'm, walking along this journey, actually more like running, because I just was so passionate about what I was doing at the time, happened to meet Ty, and Ty said, "Hey man, I'm running."
Really quickly, because I mean everything's social media these days. But you guys said you met through Instagram, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Met through Instagram. Funny story about that no one really knows. AL actually ignored me for the first 3 months that I tried to reach him. So. Pretty funny when we actually finally were able to connect via Instagram. He actually commented on one of my photos and was like, "Hey, I want to speak to you about working together." And I was like, "Ha ha, I've got him."
Got him.
That's so funny. So, AL, why did you ignore your step partner? What's wrong with you?
Oh, let me tell you, Jay-Z. I guess the public perception of the blog at the time was that it was a huge team, and I was inundated with work between writing reviews, doing interviews, covering parties. Oh man, you name it, was involved with it. Doing club photography in the studio, writing songs. Oh my goodness, I was just doing a lot, and I apologize to Ty profusely. I was like, please, you have to forgive my ignorance of your correspondence, but I'm here. I apologize. I'm at your beck and call. How can I help? How can I improve what you've got going on?
Right.
And then the partnership was born.
That's beautiful. What a great story.
Yeah.
So, Ty, yeah, tell us what a step partner even is. I mean, I don't even know what that is, truthfully.
Oh, yeah. We pretty much have the philosophy of the movie Step Brothers, you know, John C. Reilly, Will Ferrell. you know, two reluctant kids brought together, you know, by their parents, which we attribute our parents being the internet at this specific time. And so we just kind of have that mentality of every single movie that they do together, you know, that shake and bake, that 1-2 punch, you know, that white on rice, that Hall and Oates type of effect. And so we bring that to the way that we do business. So it's almost like, even if, you know, if I go and speak at an event, I might be speaking, but AL is there too, and he's probably going to speak too, because we just have that mentality of no separation. You know, we are one cell, one amoeba, if you will, and you get us both. That's how the game is played. You get us both, the left brain, right brain. You know, I feel a little less complete when I'm not doing something with him. Hopefully he feels the same way.
I'm sure AL felt the same way.
Mainly because he's smarter than me, and I need a
That's a lie.
You guys are so funny. So, obviously, yeah, what I do find interesting, though, about what you said is that it's funny because you guys are technically in two different places. Like, Ty's in Boston, mm-hmm, and AL's in New York, right? Just for our audience to know.
Yep.
So, you know, so how often do you guys, I mean, so you run the company from two different areas, which is not difficult, but how often do you guys come together? Would you say every other week, every week?
Typically, I'm in New York about 3 times a month, you know, and we typically only come together when it's absolutely vital, because we like working from our respective areas. So, but yeah, typically about 3 times a month I'm in New York on business, and that's when Al and I connect and brainstorm and do everything together as much as we can while we're together. But most of the time we're going there from one event to another, or, you know, this meeting or that meeting. So that's pretty much how we work it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So let's discuss now why Blue Matters is. It's a media company, because you guys obviously do everything from videos to social media, websites. So AL or Ty, who wants to talk about it? Because Ty just talked. Do you want to talk about it again, Ty?
Let me jump in a little bit. Go ahead, shake the bake. Yeah.
This is what step partners are. I forgot. You guys cover each other. Yeah.
You name it, we can do it. Why Matters, in a nutshell, is a hybrid PR and marketing boutique agency with the publication side. We definitely stick to our roots of writing, because that's something that we're still very much passionate about. And we like to tie in the brands that we work with, the clients that we work with, to the publication side of things as well. So whether that's video, whether that's photography, whether that's celebrity wrangling, brand integration. Oh, my goodness. Segment production.
What is segment production?
Go ahead, Ty.
You definitely had that.
Okay. Oh, and what we mean by segment production, Jay-Z, is that well, we had a nice run, and we're still running a great deal in TV, And we were fortunate enough to work with the likes of Katie Couric, Nick Cannon on a couple of occasions on some seasons of Wildin' Out.
That show's awesome. That show is great. Yes, I feel like it's been on forever.
Yes.
Yes. The Perfect Prison. Yep.
So, out of curiosity,
next season.
Yeah. So, Ty, question for you. What was the first gig that you worked on with AL that was memorable for you? Can you tell us about the first gig?
Man, the first gig that we worked on together that was memorable. Oh, geez. I would have to – was it – would we go with Fashion Week?
Yeah, that was a big week in the bank as far as clientele.
That was a huge dealing. The second one was bigger, but I would say the first time that we ever actually, like, connected, and this was probably our second time seeing each other face-to-face, too, right? Because we met one time before face-to-face for, like, a music video production thing for an independent artist, so that's not really huge. But then right after that, we went into Fashion Week for, you know, a fashion incubator who's now, you know, part of the IMG Fashion Week. Back when they were independent, we went ahead over there and we did some production stuff with them. I think that was probably our big moment of realizing that we could work together really well. We had some live streaming platforms and stuff before then, but we never actually worked on them together. We were always remote and just kind of, you know, handling some of their press or, you know, doing some of the development and ideation. But this right here, when we were in the same room, like, it was electric. I think a few people in there got shocked. Maybe a couple died.
Tell us, including my audience members, but what was your day like? Like, what do you do when you go on a gig like that?
So, you wake up early as in the morning, and you eat breakfast. That's the first thing I like to do. I like to have mimosas and sangria in the morning. That's my thing.
That's great. I support that.
You know, see, there you go. High five to the bar and to AA. You know, that was our day early there. Wake up, we get dressed, we try to look as fly as possible. AL always kills it in the style department. He wears great bow ties, and the bow tie man can do no wrong.
Boom.
So you know, wake up, get dressed, we sign in early, and we pretty much go there and we wrangle celebrity talent. We orchestrate interviews. We're pointing over here, pointing over there, saying, "Hey, you're up next. You stand here. You take this photo op. You're gonna do this. You're gonna do that. Hey, oh, make up people behind the curtain. Hey, cameras over here. You guys are gonna be over here." It's a great dog and pony show without any animals. I think that is, like, that's pretty much how the day goes, and I don't even know what point the day turns to night, but eventually it's over, and our life has flashed before our eyes in a matter of minutes, but it really was like 12 hours.
Yeah, it's a long day.
So it's a long day, and sometimes thankless, but always rewarded.
Right. That's really inspiring. That was cool. I liked how you gave us the full-on eat breakfast, have a mimosa. That was good.
Notice I didn't say lunch or dinner in there.
Yeah, true. Valid. Well, who has time for that? That's why you eat breakfast and drink in the morning, right? It fulfills you for the day.
Right.
AL, tell us about some current projects you guys are working on.
So currently, we've been working very, very closely with one of the top fitness influencers in the country who we've had the opportunity to kind of just carry over a tremendous amount of momentum from 2015. She was ranked number 8 as the one of the top fitness personalities that you should be following on Instagram, Miss Janelle Salazar Butler, because she just recently got married, aka Get Body by Jay. By Cosmopolitan magazine. We linked her up with Macy's, working out a couple details in terms of doing a full out bigger Macy's fitness tour. What else do we have going on, Ty?
That's pretty awesome. A Macy's tour? That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing, and we love what she's doing. The number of lives that she touches and impact on a day-to-day is really keeps us fired up.
And the reality show.
Yes. Yeah. She also
did some filming.
Go ahead.
I just did some filming, you know, in August, regarding a reality show that is, in the works of getting greenlit with VH1. So we were in Atlanta doing some filming down there. And so we're, you know, fingers crossed and all prayers up that the reality show gets put on and does some great things. As you know, who wouldn't want it? Who doesn't love being on TV, right? You know, it's really crazy when you see yourself there. So I would say that's one of the part of the big.
Are you guys on the show? Or are you helping like produce it?
No, we're actually on the show because it's based around our talent.
That's awesome.
That we work with. So we're in it from a business, kind of a business capacity and kind of overseeing things there. And then also helping on some of the brand integration side. So we get to be in a business capacity. And then they were like, hey, you guys are actually really good at business. Huh? You guys are actually good at this brand stuff. They were like, yeah. And they're like, so then you guys can bring brand to the show, right? And we're like, absolutely. So they're like, I think we want you to do that.
That's awesome.
So, you know, so yeah. That's,
so when would you find out if that goes through?
Fingers crossed for, I would say probably March.
Yeah, usually they do like a year prior, right, when they film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
that makes sense.
VH1, if you're listening.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. So, Ty, we know AL's background is in, you know, music. He was an artist, all that kind of stuff. So tell us a little bit about your background so our audience can get to know you.
All right, awesome. So my background is eclectic. I'm one of those people that really, when my mom was like, you can do anything when I was a kid, because she didn't say that when I was a teenager. When I was a teenager, she was like, get out of bed. But when I was a kid, you know, she told me you can do anything you want to do. And I took that and believed her like a dummy. But, you know.
Hey, that was smart. That was smart. She's a supporter of her child, you know.
Right, exactly. You know, so it's gotten me some great places in life. So my background is very simple. I love the military. And so I was in ROTC when I was in high school. I actually was supposed to go to West Point. I got signed off by Richard E. Neal. Shout out to the government. And my colonel, who I was a wing commander of my ROTC program in high school, actually was like, no, I'm not going to sign off and give my approval for you to go, because I believe that you're going to join the military early. I graduated at 17. And he said that it was going to take all of the creativity I had out of me, because he joined when he was young and became a pilot, officer, all that stuff. But he realized that if he could go back and change it, he would want to flourish more as an adult and not lose his identity to the military so early. So I guess in a way, I was mad at him, very mad initially, but I realized later that he was trying to protect what he believed the better that I could do in the world than just going straight into the military. Not that there's anything wrong, and I did actually end up joining the military years later, but it was much after I got into entertainment through my cousin. You know, when he was a kid rapping against Little Bow Wow, while Little Bow Wow was coming up.
Oh my God, yeah. How old is he now?
Bow Wow is like, what, 26?
Crazy.
Yeah, he's in mid to late 20s.
So my cousin was coming up in music, and they were around the same age. And so he got signed to a label, but then they shelved him because they didn't want him to go against Little Bow Wow. But I got to design all types of outfits for him, and actually got pieces on like Little Bow Wow and Snoop. So that kind of got me into the entertainment bug. And I was like, ooh, and I was promoting like shows and, you know, getting media to show up. And that's my early start in the public relations. I did go to college, decided that that wasn't really for me. So I then got into finance and asset management with Primerica Financial Services. Went ahead and did great things there, or wasn't fulfilled with the person that I was. And that's when I decided to join the military. And I joined the Air Force in 2010. In 2010, I joined the Air Force, and I felt more fulfilled. I felt more sense of camaraderie, brotherhood, I had one kid at that time, so I was, you know, I felt like I was being a better father, better man. Came home, and that's when I ran into AL, you know, via social media. And from there, I guess everything's history.
That's so funny how things work out, isn't it? It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Definitely. So, AL, what would you say are some goals you have for Why Blue Matters? Like, where do you guys see it going over the next few years?
Oh, that's a really great question. We were just talking about this yesterday, and we have to take our goals back to the table because we exceeded them a lot sooner than anticipated.
That's great. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Just one off the top, because I don't want to reveal too much prematurely. One of our goals was to do $20 million at least in business in 18 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we were able to hit that goal about, what, 6 months early?
That's amazing.
6 months early, yes.
Congrats, guys. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bravo.
It was definitely, yeah, it was crazy when we realized it. We were like, holy man. And we actually exceeded that mark. But, yeah, it was just crazy to realize that that had happened. But go ahead on the next goal, because we did talk about the next goal.
You got to chime in. You know me, Todd.
Oh, like, man.
This is where the step partners comes in, huh?
Jay, you know what it is? Like, I'm the Dr. Claw, the Bruce Wayne. I'm like, I'm in the lab meticulously. It's like, I don't like to peek my head up until it's like, it's right. Like,
I got it.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, soak this in. Let's soak this in. I'm the.
Well, you're just you take it seriously. You're just real about it. You don't mm-hmm. want to say it until you have closer exactly. steps towards it. Hey, I preach exactly. that. That's great.
So, you know, so I guess I'll put this goal out. Our next goal is to become a $500 million agency.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, you know, a half a billion. Nothing to snap at. But that's our next goal. You know, we're looking at 3 to 5 years, but, you know, we welcome anyone out there who wants to help make that happen sooner. We are definitely not going to say no.
Yeah, why not? And but, hey, nothing's impossible. You've heard from numerous people in your life, Ty. Nothing is impossible.
That's right, and I believe them. They trick me every time. No. But, yeah, so that's the monetary goal, and I think, you know, that with – you know, with a monetary goal, a lot of other things fall in line. And because money isn't everything, but you know what?
It helps.
You can do more with it than being a broke guy.
So, right.
So we definitely want to focus our efforts on money. That's how we provide for our families. That's how we provide for those who count on us.
So that's awesome. So, well, Everybody definitely needs to check out Why Blue Matters. AL and Ty, do you guys want to switch off and tell us your website and then social media where they can follow you? So, AL, do you want to start?
Yes. Everybody, hello. It's AL Roberts again. Hi. The best place for everyone to check us out is whybluematters.com. That's W-H-Y, blue as in the color, matters.com. And some of our social media handles, oh, my goodness. As you can find us at Why Blue Matters, spelled the same way. Also, you can find us via our publication social media handles at Are You the Reason? So that's A-R-E. You as in you. You people out there listening to us, Y-O-U, T-H-E-R-E-A-S-O-N on Twitter, on Instagram, also Facebook. And my personal handle, I'm building my own personal brand thanks to Ty. Ty said you need to get in the game, and I'm getting in the game. got my jersey on. I'm looking at the championship trophy. Nice. You can find me at AL Artistry. So that's ALRTISTRY.
Perfect.
Boom.
Awesome.
All right. Cool. And then I guess it's my time to shine.
Yeah.
So you can find me at Ty Phoenix Live. So it's T-Y-P-H-O-E-N-I-X-L-I-V-E. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram that way. And then also PyPhoenixLive.com, so it's spelled the same way. If you ever want to visit there, I don't do too much there because I focus on building others, the brand of others. But yeah, you can catch me on there and say hi. Anyone who follows me and says hi and follow me back, I always follow back. Those people who make themselves known, I'm not a follow back snob, although I look like it. I'm not. I swear I'm not. Just be vocal and be nice, and I'll follow you. I swear.
That's key, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, awesome, guys. Well, it was such a pleasure to have you today. It really inspired us. And
awesome.
Me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of
Jason,
course.
You are the inspiration.
Thanks, Ty. Thanks. That's so nice.
I love your Black album, by the way.
My Black. Oh, yeah, I know, right? It took me a minute. I'm like, wait, I came up with an album? Of course I did. Of course.
Black album and the blueprint, legendary. Never will be replaced. So great work.
Thank you. Thank you, Ty. Bravo. All right, guys. So thank you so much for coming on. It was such a pleasure to have you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And stay tuned until next time. Today, this show is brought to you by Be Who You Are magazine. Next on The Social Scene, we have Angel Luis, who is an awesome health strategist, and we are going to be discussing all of the amazing things you can do to help your body in this new year.
Hashtag get seen on The Social Scene with Jay-Z today. Contact us at www.jayzsocialenterprises.com.